the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 5, Text Number 9. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottama. Devim Saraswati Vyasa. Tato Jayamudirae. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasdev, the author. Naspraesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavate uttam shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Yena prajanam utak atma karma rubi padanam jabidam vyadata narayano vishvarak atma yonir eta chanovanya vipravarya. Yena prajanam uta atma karma rupa vidanam jabidam vyadata narayano vishvarak atma yonir eta chanovanya vipravarya. Yena prajanam uta atma karma rupa vidanam chabidam vyadata narayano vishvarak atma yonir eta chanovanya vipravarya. Yena prajanam uta atma karma Ma prajanamutatmakarma. Rupa vidanam jabidam yadatta. Narana vishvara atma yoni. Matajis. Eta. Matajis. Word to word meaning, yena, by which, prajanam, of those who are born, uta, as also, atma karma, destined engagement, rupa, form and feature, abhidanam, endeavors, cha, also, Bidam, differentiation. Vyadata, dispersed. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishwarisk, Vishwar, the creator of the universe. Atma Yoni, self-sufficient. Etat, all these. Cha, also, na, unto us, varnaya, describe, vipravarya, O chief amongst the brahmanas. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. O chief amongst the brahmanas, please also describe how Narayan, the creator of the universe, and the self-sufficient Lord has differently created the natures, activities, forms, features, and names of the different living creatures. Please repeat. O chief amongst the brahmanas, please also describe how Narayan, the creator of the universe, and the self-sufficient Lord has differently created the natures, activities, forms, features, and names of the different living creatures. Every living being is under the plan of his natural inclinations in terms of the modes of material nature. His work is manifested in terms of the nature of the three modes. His form and bodily features are designed according to his work, and his name is designated according to his bodily features. For example, the higher classes of man are white, Sukla, and the lower classes of man are black. This division of white and black is in terms of one's white and black duties of life. So it's a very clear distinction, duties of life. Pious acts lead one to take birth in a good and highly placed family, to become rich, to become learned, and to acquire beautiful bodily features. Impious acts lead one to become poor by parentage, to be always in want, to become a fool or illiterate, and to acquire ugly bodily features. Vidura requested Maitreya to explain these differences between all the living creatures made by Narayana, the Supreme Personality of God. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Gopal Krishna Goswami Kinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastata Dasatarine. Oma Gyanam Dimirandasya Gyananjana Salakya. Chakshur Unmilitam Yenatasmei Shri Guruye Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Krishna swa dhammo pakadde dharma gyanad bi saha kalao nashta drisham esha puranarko adono dita. This Bhagavad Puran is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Bhagavad Puran. Before I start speaking today, I will seek the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas in Maharaj system here in order to speak something on this subject and to glorify our eternal spiritual master, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. So, Vidura is not an ordinary personality. He is an incarnation of Yamaraj, one of the prominent demigods, especially in charge of death. So, not only is he a great personality, but he was a great diplomat also. He was the chief minister of Dhritarashtra, who was his half-brother. And so, he was in an assembly in Hastinapur, guiding between the Kauravas and Pandavas regularly. So, he was a great diplomat also. And on top of that, Vidura's father is also Vyasadev. So, from parentage point, from great birth, he has all the qualities. And being a very smart diplomat, you can see the way he's approaching Maitreya. First and foremost, in the beginning of this chapter, we understand that he was given this instruction by Uddhava. Uddhava actually instructed Vidura to go to Maitreya Muni. So we can see also an example in this, which we see in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidhi Prani Patena Pari Prasnena Sevaya. Upaktakshanti De Gyanam Gyananas Tattva Darshina. That you need to learn this science, not by the neti philosophy, Srila Prabhupada says, not by speculation, but by submissively inquiring and rendering of service. And so he's also showing us by example how instructions are received and how one follows those instructions. So, obviously, as I said, he was instructed by Uddhava. And then, what was he instructed by Uddhava? This is where you see his diplomacy. You see how skillfully Vidura is approaching Maitreya. In fact, initially he was given the instruction by Uddhava to approach him and approach Maitreya and ask him or inquire from him about the following subject matters concerning the Lord. That what is the Lord's name, fame, quality, forms, pastimes, entourage. So these were the questions that he was specifically asked by Uddhava to ask Maitreya. However, being a great diplomat as he was, he knew for the sake of ಕಲಾವ್ ಶುದ್ರ ಸಂಭವ ದಟ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಆಲ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಶುದ್ರಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಬೈ ಎಂಗೇಜಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಮ್ಯಾತ್ರೆಯ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಎಂಗೇಜಸ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರೂಟಿವ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಟೈನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಒನ್ ಫೈನ್ಸ್ ನೀದರ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಯೇಷನ್ ನೋ ದ ಮಿಟಿಗೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಕಾಂಟ್ರರಿ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಗ್ರಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಸಚ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಕಾಮನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಲೇಟ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ on fruitive activities. Our whole premise of existence in the material world is based on fruitive activities. So to captivate the audience and to start this chapter, as we'll see as we continue reading it, it is going to be discussing a lot of transcendental qualities of the Lord. He starts with this topic. And obviously, we know that we are all trying to get happiness, like Srila Prabhupada said. The only thing is we do not know where to find that happiness. So we feel that by our endeavors and our hard work and toiling day and night, we will achieve that happiness because we will have wealth, fame, and what we will do is that through our wealth, we will be able to gain happiness. That's why there is a saying in English, wealth is a means, it is not the end. It's a means, but it is not the end. Why? Because it cannot give you happiness. So, look at the intelligent question that Vidura is asking, that why is it that one finds neither satiation, which is basically that one feels that they have reached at the point that now is enough. We know that in these material endeavors, I speak for myself also. If I have this, I want to get this. If I have this, I want to get this. There is never an end. So today you have this, all of a sudden your mind is thinking of the next thing. You have this, you're thinking of something else. So there is never satisfaction. And then it doesn't actually mitigate our distress. Because we are looking for happiness. But we find that even after achieving what we thought will make us happy, it is not really making us happy. And in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3:27, we have prakriti kriyamani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuddhatma kartanam iti manyate, that the spirit soul bewildered by the influence of false ego thinks himself the doer of activities that are actually carried out by the three modes of nature. This is the root cause, that we feel we are the doer of activities that are actually under the influence of the three modes of material nature. And that's the difference between a devotee mentality and a materialistic mentality. The materialistic mentality gives all credit to themselves. They feel that everything they are doing is based on their intelligence or their endeavors. While a devotee, classic example is the Pandavas, they attribute all their good qualities to the mercy of the Lord. Arjuna was the greatest archer. Bhima was the strongest man on the planet at that time. Nakula was the most beautiful person. Obviously, Yudhishthira Maharaj was incarnation of Dharmaraj. You know, but they attributed these qualities to the mercy of the Lord. So this is the consciousness under which a devotee perceives and looks at things. And the person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. So therefore, he takes credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of his nescience, Srila Prabhupada writes in his purports. So that is where our ignorance is coming, where our nescience is coming, because we feel we are the doers of everything that we do. So then Srila Prabhupada says, entangled more and more in the cobweb of action and reaction, we get more and more entangled. And in fact, in physics, Sir Isaac Newton, who is regarded as the most prominent scientist, has given us the law of action and reaction. And then for every reaction, he also says there's a counter reaction. If you look at it, it is basically what is happening. We are doing things thinking that, oh, we are gonna come out of it on the other side on a better end, but then we find out that that is not the truth, and that we are not coming at the further end. And that's why in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, we have the beautiful shloka of instruction, Savai Pumsa Pura, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma, Bhakti Radoksa Che, and then Aituki Apriti Hata Yatma Suprasiddhati. That the Paramo Dharma in the age of Kali is to render devotional service. Savai Pumsa Paro Dharma. Bhakti Ratoksa Che. Jato Bhakti Ratoksa Che. That Bhakti is the highest. Aituki Aparatiyata Yayatma Suprasiddhati. That the man with intelligence, Suprasiddhati, in the age of Kali, will engage in devotional service. That is our Paro Dharma. Dharma means our occupational duty. It does not state that our Paro Dharma is to become a doctor. It doesn't say our Paro Dharma is to become an engineer. It says our Paro Dharma is to do what? Devotional service. That is the supreme instruction. And then, Srila Prabhupada says, any activity other than transcendental loving service to the Lord is more or less a rebellious action against the supreme will. Very clear. No mincing of words. That it is actually a rebellious. It is regarded as a rebellious activity against the supreme will of the Lord. And fruitive activity, in essence, is against the sense of subordination to the Lord. Srila Prabhupada further writes that when we are actually engaged in fruitive activity, and we'll see as we continue speaking today, what Srila Prabhupada elaborates further, why fruitive activity is in essence the sense of is in essence against the subordination to the Lord. So we know that by constitutional, the reason we're looking for happiness is because constitutionally Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma na sochati na kankshati samma sarvesu bhutesu mad bhaktim labate param. We are constitutionally meant to be happy. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. So one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity, and in that state he attains pure devotional service unto me. So, very clearly explained by Lord Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, the formula. And by devotional service only does one, Srila Prabhupada says, by devotional service only does one's heart become completely purified. And in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, the most confidential knowledge, again, text 10, Krishna says, Tesam satata yuktanam, pajatam priti purvakam, tadami buddhi yogam tam, yena mam upayantide. That those who are constantly devoted to serving me with what? With love. The missing ingredient, with love. I give the understanding by which they come to me. So we get clear instructions at every stage. The Lord is reinforcing our Paro Dharma, that it is actually service to Him. And Vidura, for the sake of all of us, at the very first instance inquired from Maitreya about the path of devotional service by which the Lord situated within the heart can be pleased, Srila Prabhupada states. So he knew obviously we know in this age of Kali, it's an age of quarrel and hypocrisy. We are very short-lived lives. We have very short memories. We have too much going on, so-called things going on. So he goes straight to the point. Straight to the point on devotional service. And we also know in Bhagavad Gita chapter 7:14, Krishna says, Devi yesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. Mam eva ya prabantyante mayam eva tarantite. That this divine energy of mine, Devi yesha gunamai, is not inferior energy. It is divine energy because it is a representation of the Lord, consisting of the three modes of material nature, modes of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. It's difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. So the question surrender comes. Saranagati. So, Srila Prabhupada, in his lecture, there's a very beautiful lecture I was listening the other day when I was driving in my quest for material happiness. And Srila Prabhupada was saying, if you look at an ocean, it's as vast as you can see. When you think that you have reached the horizon, it's again, you know, so expansive. So, Srila Prabhupada compares the ocean to Lord Krishna, the Lord. We know that the Lord cannot be measured by a tape measure. We cannot say, okay, the Lord is 9 feet by, you know, so much. Because the Lord is, we cannot measure Him. So Srila Prabhupada says, the ocean can be regarded as that, the Lord. And the rivers is the mark. Is the mark of bhakti yoga. So do not follow the tributaries that go into the ocean, which are the other paths leading to the Lord, which is jnana yoga, karma yoga, and all that. You go through the river. Use the river, which is the bhakti yoga mark. Very nice analogy Srila Prabhupada was giving. That we are already in this process of bhakti. There is nothing better than this and faster than this. And devotees to follow the footsteps of great devotees like Vidura, who even after now this is very, very important. We see what also Vidura is showing by us by example. That although Vidura had heard about the pastimes of the Lord many, many times before, he had hosted the Lord in his home. Not only hosted is the Lord at his home, in the ecstasy of love, he didn't even know he was feeding the Lord the banana peels instead of the banana. So he is at the Uttam Adhikari level. Yet, even though he has seen the Lord personally several times, he has heard about the Lord several times, he still wants to hear the narrations to be repeated because he was never satiated by hearing them. So look at this. The materialists are never satiated by whatever they achieve. And the devotees can use that same in hearing and listening about Krishna Katha. And we know the concept of marketing. If you just go down Venice Boulevard, how many billboards you see? And they are there for so long because marketing concept is keep on repeating the message. So, we are keeping on repeating. Sometimes devotees feel, hey, we are hearing the same thing. Because our mind is conditioned from time immemorial. It takes a lot of hammering for us to realize that devotional service is the only path. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj used to say, when my mind doesn't want to behave, I want to hit it with a shoe. So we are keeping on repeating the same message. Because the same message is not easy to sink in. We know it, but do we believe in it? And that is where Srila Prabhupada says two things come in. Tapasya and austerity. Sorry, tapasya and endeavor. Because if we don't do some endeavor, we don't do some tapasya, we are not going to be able to do devotional service. These two ingredients are required. And we also know in the Prema Vivarta, we are given a caution. Krishna Bahir Mukha Haya Boga Vancha Kare Nikitasta Maya Tare Japatiya Dare. Then Maya will immediately get hold of you. If one wants to enjoy material nature, he is immediately victimized by material nature. Srila Prabhupada puts it so beautifully. He says, a living entity is not forced to come to this material world. You know, this is a very common question that can be that is asked. If God really loves us, why are we here? But it is the living entity is not forced to come into this material world. He makes his own choice. So like Srila Prabhupada once was asked the same question, Srila Prabhupada said in his lecture, you forced Krishna. Because we know there are five subject matters that the Gita touches on. Can be summarized into five subject matters. Karma, which is our action. Ishvara, that there is God, whether we believe in it or not. It is an irrevocable fact. Jiva, that we are living entities. Prakriti, material nature. And Kala, time. Now out of these five subject matters, only one thing, karma, is in our hand. And by use or misuse of this karma, we make the choice to come to this material world. It is not Krishna sending you here. Krishna is only creating an atmosphere where you can lord it or use your independence. So Srila Prabhupada then very beautifully writes this. Living entities can take two positions in this world. Either he can become a servant of his senses and become master of them. And then what does Srila Prabhupada use as an analogy? He says, by becoming a servant of the senses, one becomes a great material hero. So in the material world, we see these examples. You become a hero because you're the servant of your senses. Look at this. So when you're a hero in the material world, you're actually the servant of your senses. However, when one becomes a master of the senses, he becomes a Goswami or spiritual hero. See how beautifully Srila Prabhupada writes. We have so much nectar in Srila Prabhupada's books. So much instruction. So much knowledge given to us. So clear to dissipate any doubts. We just need to read and associate with Srila Prabhupada. He lives in his books. We have the same. Am I correct? Senior devotees, he lives in his books. He took so much trouble to write these books. Took so much trouble. Even when his health was not good, he was translating. And we don't even have the time to read his books. There is supreme instruction. He says, anyone who becomes the master of his senses, he is a spiritual hero. Now, do you want to be a spiritual hero or do you want to be a material hero? Make the call. You want to be a material hero that dies with this body or you want to be a spiritual hero? Like Hanuman. Let's use classic examples. How long is a spiritual hero remembered? And how long is a material hero remembered? So where is intelligence? Yayatma suprasiddhati. That higher intelligence calls for us to surrender. But when we surrender, we actually become the master because we have conquered the unconquerable. So are you actually a servant? Is Yashoda Maya a servant? Is Nanda Maharaj a servant? Krishna carried the shoes of Nanda Maharaj on his head. He carried his father's shoes on his head. We are trying to reach the toe of his, the tip in Govindam Adi Purusham prayers. We have the shloka that we can only reach, the jnanis can only reach the tip of the toe of the Lord. That's why when we take darshan, we start from the feet going up. Here the Lord is showing that the feet that you adore, I can carry the shoes of my Father. Look at that love. He's ready to be tied by Mother Yashoda. So who has become the Lord here? And who is subservient? So, in the Ananda Bindu Upanishad, we have this beautiful shloka, Manna eva manushanam karanam bandha mokshayo, bandhaya visaya sango mukti nirvayasam mana. For man, mind is the cause of bondage, and mind is the cause of liberation. Mind absorbed in sense objects is the cause of bondage. Therefore, the mind which is always engaged in Krishna consciousness is the cause of supreme liberation. And in today's purport, there is the mention of the other species. Now, we have to understand, according to material nature, we are bound by the action and reaction process. When a tiger kills or hunts to eat food, it has no karmic reaction. Because that is the nature it has been given. That is the body. That is the guna it has. However, we as human beings are actually responsible for our actions. The other species are not. So, very important for us to understand that the effects of karma do not affect the other bodily concepts. Because they have those bodily forms and they're going to the evolution process. However, we in this Bhavanam Janmanam Gyan, Bhavanam Janmanam Ante, Gyanavan Maham Prabhatyate, Vasudevam Sarvam Hiti, thank you, Saham Atma Sudullabha, this human form is Bhavanam. We have been given this rare chance. We have not been given this rare chance to become master of our senses. Actually, we have been given this rare human form to become master of our senses, not to become servant of our senses, which is what we are being taught and this is what we are seeing. So either you become the master and go back home, back to Godhead, or you become the servant and you continue the cycle of birth and death. This is the truth. It is now exactly time. It's 8:30. I open it for further discussions, comments, and suggestions. Yes, Maharaj. Maharajas.
Consider and to apply in our lives so that we do go back home, back to Godhead, instead of going back to Hellhead. Nobody wants to go to hell. So, but what I would like to mention, if I can remember what I was about to say, is that, first of all, before I even begin, is there anybody else who wanted to speak before me? No? Okay, if I can remember now. Yes. You were mentioning before about, you know, going back home, back to Godhead, and instead of staying here and re-experiencing the problems, the troubles, the difficulties, the trials, the tribulations, they cause pain, they cause suffering, and they cause us to not want to be here. But while, for example, many of us are here, and we're not experiencing such extreme difficulties, there are people right now, as we speak here, they are suffering tremendously. Some are being torn apart. Some are being shot. Some are being stabbed. Some are being losing their businesses. They're going down. Some are losing their children. So all these hardships, difficulties, trials, tribulations are going on while we sit at a very comfortable seat at this moment, which is nice. This is Krishna's mercy. But we should not take, as Prabhupada often says, advantage of this mercy. This is a grace. This is something specially given as a result of his appreciation of our loving service to him. So this is Krishna's love, and we should take it not for granted. We should take it as something that is being given to us as a gratitude on the part of Krishna to us, so that we too will give the same to others who may have suffering and difficulties and trials, and they come to us for help. You can treat it in two ways. Oh, don't worry about it. That's not the way to worry. You have to worry about it. Let's think about it. What's the cause of it? How did it come? How can we make it go away? Like you were just mentioning before, that's how we make it go away. We make it go away by doing what Krishna said we should do. And what are the things we should do? Try to please him in every which way. Please him with our words. Please him with our words, with our thoughts, with our feelings, with our activities, and please him by thinking of him continuously if we can. As Krishna said, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your obeisances unto me, thus completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. He makes not just a promise, but a firm promise. Surely you will come to me. So it's not just to be read, not just to be spoken in the class, but it's to be practiced, habitually thought about, and habitually said, so that we will get the mercy of Krishna. The more we think of Krishna, the more we... Then what happens is that a whole different personality emerges. The Krishna personality, his personality. He's so eager to give himself to us so that we will be peaceful, joyful, happy, fulfilled, satisfied in every possible way. And give nice classes like you. Okay? Yeah, please. So that's really all I wanted to say, is take nothing for granted. Always remember, it comes by the mercy of Krishna. He can take it away at any given moment, and he can give it to us any given moment. And if we have a few tears of repentance for some of the things maybe we should not have done, in spite of the fact that Krishna has given us so much, then we will do fewer and lesser of those wrong, bad, evil things, and more of the good, angelic, and helpful things. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Hey, where are you going?